Well, hello, teachers, and welcome to your Monday Mindset Podcast episode. These are short little snippets of thoughts, reflections that I share with you on a weekly basis that are focused around mindset, things that we can do to live our best lives, to live an intentional life. And I invite you to not just listen to these for yourself and how they apply to you in your life, but consider sharing them with other people too. Consider sharing them with your students every Monday and having a conversation about it and doing a reflection together. Because I think a lot of these thoughts, these topics, these questions are just a part of being human. And sometimes being human can feel lonely. And to know that other people are struggling through some of the same challenges that you are and are benefiting from having these types of conversations is hugely powerful in allowing us to get to be the best version of ourselves, to take who we are and who we be and who we show up in the world as to that next level. So I really hope that you enjoy these Monday Mindsets. And if you do, let us know over on our Instagram at EB Academics. Thanks so much for listening, and let's dive into our Monday Mindset. I saw this quote recently on Instagram that goes, "Fear is a mile wide and an inch deep." And to me, I took that as meaning, if I just take a step into fear, that it's really not that hard. It's not that difficult. It's not that deep, right? That we have these beliefs about this fear that maybe aren't really actually true. But because we're looking at it from a perspective, it's a mile wide. Oh my gosh, I can't accomplish that, or I can't overcome that. We never actually venture out into that fear to discover even that it's actually not that big of a deal. It's only an inch deep, right? I can totally handle this thing. And so I share that quote with you in alignment with really proving yourself wrong, because I think as humans, our tendency is really to put parameters around ourselves, to put ourselves in a box of what's possible. And perhaps a lot of that comes from what we were told in our lives, what we maybe are still being told in our lives of what's possible. And when I started to really lean into this idea of, I mean, heck, anything is possible. They can do it, I can do it. I started to get curious and ask questions about myself. What would it look like in order for me to do this? Could I actually go do this? And I'll give you a real life example. I can't remember if I talked about this in January, but I ran a Spartan race with my brother in December. I've never run a Spartan race in my life. I've never run a marathon in my life. I've never run a five. Actually, that's not true. I did do a 5K once when I was probably 22 years old. But I've never competed as an adult in any sort of race-like environment that was really a race-like environment. That 5K that I did in my 20s was to raise money. And I think I jogged and talked to my friend the whole time, if I remember correctly. And for me, I signed up for that with my brother, like, let's see if I can do this. Like, I would love to prove myself wrong, my thought wrong, that I actually can't do a Spartan race. And if you don't know what a Spartan race is, I did the sprint version. So it's just a 5K. It's like 3.1 or 3.2 miles, however long that is. I think it's 3.1 miles. And there are 20 different obstacles. So an example of an obstacle would be climbing or crawling, rather, under barbed wire, like literal actual barbed wire, uphill for like 100 yards. That was one of them. Another part of the race was the Atlas race or the Atlas challenge or whatever it's called. And you know, Atlas, who holds the world on his shoulder. We pick up a ball of concrete that's 70 pounds and carry it for 25 yards. Another part of it was climbing a 20-foot rope that didn't have knots on it. So it's really a lot of upper body strength and trying to get the rope around your feet the right way. I mean, it was a very physically difficult thing, and it's probably one of the more physically difficult things I've ever done. I mean, I think my heart rate was at like 185 for a whole hour. It was pretty freaking intense. But going into it, I really was kind of like, I wonder if I can do this. So instead of looking at it from a fearful perspective of there's no way, I'm not going to do that, I'm worried I'm going to get injured, of having all of these fears, these worries, whatever, it was really like, what can I actually do? What can I prove myself wrong about in this way? And that was one of the more liberating moments of my life, finishing that race, And what's cool about the race is you don't have time to think really. When you get to something or to one of those challenges or to one of those obstacles, you don't have a moment in your mind to even think about, can I actually do this? Like, you just got to figure it out. You just got to go do it. And the very last obstacle on that race, 19 obstacles down, I've done all of the things. I didn't miss any of the obstacles. You know, I completed all of them. And the last one, I had to go underwater under a like flotation device as like a part of the final thing. And I mean, I'm breathing so heavily, like my heart rate's high. I'm like, how am I going to hold my breath to go underwater? I kind of freaked out. And I'm like, I can't not do this. I can't not do the very last obstacle of this entire race. The finish line is right there. And so instead, what I told my brain, I was like, just don't think, just do it. And so in that moment, I proved myself wrong that my fear was trying to keep me safe and hold me back from actually doing something that maybe was hard for me. So I love the idea of like really being curious around your fears. Why am I afraid of this? Is there a way that I could prove myself wrong in this capacity? And so I think about too, you know, how this applies to in the classroom or real life or whatever it might be, you know, in relationships that we have. And maybe it's a difficult relationship with a student. How could you prove yourself wrong in the way maybe in which you view them and feel about them? How could you prove yourself wrong in, oh, I'm just not a great English teacher, or writing teacher, or reading teacher? How could you prove yourself wrong so that you start to create and build up an arsenal of evidence for who you really actually want to be? You know, I think so often we have this vision that we want in our lives, but that fear is a mile wide and an inch deep holds us back because we don't actually know that it's only an inch deep, right? All we see is the mile wide. So I invite you to really think about how could you start to prove yourself wrong on a consistent basis in your life by challenging yourself, by doing hard things. Yeah, 100% it's hard and I 100% can do it. I love that thought. So hopefully that serves you. If it does, let me know over on Instagram at EB Academics and let me know, send me a direct message. All right, you guys, here's to another great week of living intentionally.